This is Pastor Hannah, and this is the devotion for March 20th, 2020. Today is the first day of spring, so like me, you may be thinking about starting a garden. I've been really excited to start a garden this year with our 2-year-old, now that he's old enough to kind of understand how it works. So we're going to be planting seeds and growing things. Some of our favorite things to grow are tomatoes and peppers because we like salsa and spicy food. But this year we're also going to grow other types of peppers, some herbs, some greens, and try some strawberries too. When we're thinking about our gardens, of course, there are so many ways that gardens teach us about God. We can think of God as a gardener who loves us and gives us water and sunlight. And we grow to know more about God as we flourish under God's care. We can also think about how God made all these beautiful plants. And even though they start out as a tiny seed, they grow into something amazing that we can enjoy by eating or by looking at or both those things. I looked up some Bible verses about gardens, and of course there's a lot of them. So I picked a few to meditate on, and I made them into an image that you can print out at home, and you can put them around your house, or you can laminate them in your garden, and those will be added to the church website if you want to find that. So the first one is from Isaiah 58:11. The Lord will satisfy you continually, and satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. The second is from Colossians. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. And that's Colossians 2:6-7. And finally from John, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. So like I said, that will be shared on the website, so you can find it on the sermon page if you want to print that out. And you can put those around your house or laminate them like I did and then put them in your garden. So let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for this beautiful first day of spring. Thank you for gardens full of fruit, vegetables, flowers, and trees. Help us to learn about you from them, God. In Jesus' name, amen.